You must be born again. You must be born again. See, the born again people know stuff that the unsaved people don't know. Now, it's hard for us to believe how evil some people are unless you got saved out of the evil, but usually God's elect have like a special calling on their life. You see it in Ephesians chapter 1, predestined before the foundation of the world. And so when you realize God knew your choice before you were even created, He threw you down here to be a witness. You know, God would not have anyone, any human go to hell. You know, I'm sure He didn't even want the devil to fall, but the devil made his choice, you know. The devil and his angels, a third of the angels. And yeah, the script was already written before the foundation world, because a third of the angels is 33. Jesus went to the cross at 33. So 33 is a code, and it's encoded in creation. So, here's the deal, people. If you're born again, get in the Word. Get in Proverbs, especially for the young men. Get in the Word. Rightly divide it. Memorize it. And then look at the types of shadows in 3D. So you take the 2D book, you apply it to 3D, and you trust God, and you don't go by your own understanding. Because when a Jezebel tries to get into your world, or a narcissist, they follow the same script. And if you really listen to them, if you really, really, really listen to what they're saying between the lines, not only are they trying to manipulate you because they think they're God, but they also have the queen bee spirit, where they think they are a goddess. They deserve to be worshipped. They really believe that. I don't know if they learned it from their mama, from the TV, the music, or what. Instead of them understanding why they were created, they want to be worshipped. And it's really sad, because, and the only way I could figure that they stay in that mindset is because they got other agents. I mean, other flying monkeys around them that worship them. They control people. And then when you show up on the scene, they can't control you, because you follow God. You put God over emotions. You put God over mankind, people. You put God over Jezebel, God over Delilah, God over all of them. And so when you put God first, they can't control you, and it makes them mad because they've never had a challenge like that. And so they really try to bring you down and get you to worship them every which way but loose. They're trying to get you to put them up on a pedestal, you know. Just built into them. It started in Genesis 3. Think about the whispers. Think about the whispers that the devil was speaking into the life, or the ear gate, of Eve. It's still happening today. Hath God said you can be your own God? The world, you can have the whole world. The flesh, you can have the flesh. The pride of life, everybody will look up to you and think you're something. The same three lies that the devil told Eve is still being thrown out there today. And you know it's true, because the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, he says the world, the flesh, and the pride of life, that's all they function on. We know the program of the lost man or woman is the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. They're drawn into their own lust, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So they're drawn in by their own lust, and they destroy themselves, because they think they're gods or goddesses. And they just go deeper and deeper and deeper down a rabbit hole until they get face to face with a true one, because they're low vibration, right? So when they So when you get born again and you get in the Word, you raise your vibration by eating and drinking the Word of truth and rightly dividing it. So they fall in. They overstep. That's the sad part. They really don't even know what they're doing. They think that you're just like everybody else around them. And when they step and overstep and they realize they get knocked back, it's like they don't know what to do. They stepped into the wrong kingdom. Well, I was trying to come up with a new saying, but maybe I'll think of it later today. They stepped into the wrong. Pond. Puddle. Pond. They stepped into the wrong reality. They tried to. That's what it is. They're living in the low vibration reality. And their reality, they are surrounded by people who are low vibration. Their mama, their daddy, their kids, their aunts, their uncles, their friends, their brothers, their sisters. Everybody around them is low vibration, right? Their coworkers and all that. And so then they try to step into your world, and you already 5D vibration. They're still stuck in 3D, and they're going down to 2D and 1D. They're going in. They're like psychic vampires. They're like black hole creatures. They're brute beasts. And so these brute beasts who've learned to manipulate people, religious but lost, they think they can pull you down into low vibration with them. And they don't even realize they're fighting against God. If you have a child, and you're going down you're just going about your business, and some criminal or abuser attacks your child, aren't you going to protect that child? Yeah. So if a born-again saint, truly born-again saint, is just going about their business, kind, helping people, serving God, trusting God, and then this low vibration, Jezebel, Delilah, harlot, psychopath, narcissistic psychopath. They're psychopaths. So this psychopath tries to get into your space, right? You're a child of God, and this psychopath, child of the devil, is trying to get in. Do you not think God's going to step in and give you the wisdom and give you the knowledge? Don't you think God's going to push them back, give them trouble, give them dreams and nightmares, and send people into their life to distract them and troubles to mess them up? Don't you think God's going to protect his own children? Even if they did deceive you, which they usually don't. As soon as I see one red flag, I start taking notes. And then I see another red flag, and then I say, oh, three red flags, this is over, but let me see if I can help them. Wait, then I say, well, three red flags, I'm done. But see if I can help them. See if I'm giving some truth. I'm already out at three red flags. And then at 20 red flags, it's becoming dangerous, and I've tried to help them. And after 20 red flags, I just step away. I create a distance. I start to show them what they are, too. But the sin that they are doing, that you try to just show it to them, they have to project it onto you. And that's the sad part about a narcissist. A narcissist comes in with their future faking love bomb, or whatever they do. You know what they do. It's all the same pattern because it's a demon. The demon's just in a circuit, repeat cycle. They all play the same game. And so they might have a little different game, but it's always the same game at its root. So the narcissistic, demon, psychopathic, Jezebel, Delilah, harlot, they always try to come in and play the religious game because they know you're a Bible believer, so they think it's religion. They don't know what born again is, so they talk a good talk. They were raised in a cult or a Pentecostal cult or something like that. And so they talk a good talk, pull you in, try to pull you into the queen bee worship me thing. And you're like, I don't think so. I'm worshiping God. That's not what we're doing. God's not leading me that way. This is what God's telling me. And make your choice. Make your choice. God or the devil. And they make their choice to follow the devil, the world, the pride of life, and all that stuff. The flesh, the world, probably. And so they make their choice, and you start to disconnect because you stepped into something you shouldn't have stepped into. Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I repent. You turn, and he scourges you or whatever he has to do. And he pushes them back, and they have trouble. And if they keep trying, they keep getting knocked. The harder they try, the more they get knocked back, because they're no longer fighting you. They're fighting God Almighty, because you're his son or you're his daughter. And so the more they fight against, the more they kick against the prick, the more God knocks them back. You don't even have to be in their world anymore, but you know they are suffering some kind of trouble. The world will call it a tower moment. I call it God's judgment on them trying to deceive an elect saint, because, you know, it's kind of like the Gentiles attacked Israel, the elect Israel, right? And God would knock them back. As long as they had the heart right, God knocked the Gentiles. Only reason that God allowed the Gentiles to get in a little bit is to show Israel, hey, you forgot about me. I'm the true God. So if a narcissist tries to get in your world, go check your heart, you know. Check your heart. So not only is God cleansing and perfecting you and taking the clay and throwing it back down on the wheel, but he's also knocking them back, trying to get them convicted of sin. But like I say, the narcissist, psychopath, Jezebel, cannot accept they did wrong. They have to throw it onto you. So God sometimes has to separate these people, and all the stuff they tried to throw on you, they already have one on the side anyway, usually. So this other person will come into their life, and the same thing will repeat, and they can't blame you anymore. And the new person, they did the same thing, unless it's a low vibration person they can control, but they try to get another one. And eventually they wake up and they go through enough round the mountain cycles that they finally have to look at themselves and say, oh, it's me. Woe is me. It's me, oh Lord. It's me, oh Lord, standing in need of the prayer. They quit projecting onto the other person after you do the discard or the separate. What's the word? After you disconnect, separate, discard, whatever. Just like a job. If a job's getting over on an employee that's a key employee, and the employee says, okay, I've had enough, I got another job offer, bye. And then all Hades breaks loose because they can't match that person's skill level. And so it creates more trouble for them. But they can't see it before it happens. They don't have an ability to see the trouble that's coming before it happens. They don't see that you're getting ready to leave before you leave. And they keep doing the same evil. And then when they try to pull you back in, they're cursing and gnashing the teeth. The hell that's in them, because they pushed you away and ran you off because of their old Adamic sin nature, their old Eve sin nature. And then they're mad because you left, when they're the ones that you gave them warnings. Hey, I have boundaries. I have a free will. Don't talk to me like that. You're disrespecting. And then, after you're really gone, then they try to change the narrative and say they're a new person when there's not been enough time for them to change. Can a leopard change its spots? Can a zebra change its stripes? No. You think they can change overnight? If you believe that the zebra can change his stripes or the leopard can change their spots overnight, you're smoking something, because those stronghold patterns they learn from their mama or their daddy or whoever, those stronghold patterns are so ingrained in them that it would take a supernatural event by God just to strip them down. They would have to be stripped of everything overnight, because all these strongholds are built because you have some kind of security blanket that you're dependent on to survive, and you can't drop your strongholds because that security blanket has to be dropped first. And until they take a step of faith, and they might have to leave a job, leave a city, leave a family, they might have to go somewhere. That's why I said, when I went to the Coast Guard, I left this. I went to college first. Left my city. Left the bloodline. Got saved. Went to the Coast Guard. Moved to Florida. Was in Cape May, New Jersey. Lived at the beach. Lived in another city. I had to get rid of any security blanket that I had. And as long as you keep a security blanket around instead of God being your security, you're not going to lose those strongholds. Those strongholds are so ingrained from a child, your bloodline, four levels deep, the bloodline, four levels deep. Parent, grandparent, great-grandparent, great-great-great-grandparent. You can't break the stronghold unless you run to Jesus and claim the blood. Period.